have moved in a few, but they had to bus them from way in town over to there to get an equal balance.
You know? Over to the other side of
The river by the ocean. Yeah, they're up here.
They bust over the Halifax.
Uh huh.
On the peninsula side, there's.
Mm-hmm. That's where they bust them over to the peninsula side because there were no blacks over there. And then they've taken a lot of the colored people in town, up around Volusia. Yeah, they've taken that's where they mostly are, up around, we've been up there around where Zayers is, that shopping center there at the intersection of Volusia, over all around through there, that's where most of the black people live in town. And they've bust them also up to Seabreeze High School, which is on the peninsula up by the ocean. That's the high school. They take them and bust them up there. Now next year, if we're still here, my daughter will have to go to school that's out around that intersection. It used to be a completely black school, and now you don't find too many blacks there at all, but they bust the white children in there. It's an 8th and 9th grade center. But it's all fenced in all around it, you know. When school starts, they lock the fences, you know, so they won't have any trouble, you know. And they don't ever have any PTA meetings at nighttime. They have them on the weekends and maybe on Sunday during the daytime.
Has there been any trouble?
Oh, I don't think very much. You always hear there's going to be something, but it never turns out to be much. And now in Miami, that was a different story. They have a lot of trouble down there, knifing and things, you know. I was scared to death when we were down there. I never was afraid of any colored people when I grew up, but you get down there and they just, they hate one another, it seems like.
Did you have any children in school?
Yeah, but where we went, it was out west of Miami, and mostly the children from, the Indian children were brought in from down around the 40 Mile Bend out there. The Seminole Indians, you know. They would bring some of them in, and then the Cubans that were around that area went to school there, and they considered them, you know, like the Negroes, and that balanced out the school. You know, so there weren't any black children in there at all. It's amazing how they'll clash you, you know.
What percentage of the population in Daytona is Negro?
Gee.
Is it half?
No, I don't think so. It'd be about a third, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I imagine. Because it's growing so much around here. It's mostly just small sections where they are. So I don't think it would be over a third.
Mm-hmm. What about in this county at large?
I imagine it'd be about the same thing, or maybe a little less. Because mm-hmm. Daytona has the most of them, I think.
You say there's a lot of wealthy people in Daytona?
Oh, up around Ormond and then down around the river.
What do you mean? Where's?
I mean, their houses would be around the river, you know, Halifax River. And a lot of wealthy people live up in Ormond. But I don't know.
Are they native here, or did they move in?
Oh, I think they'd move here. A lot of the old people, maybe, that were here, you know, when the city was founded. You know, maybe, but a lot of the others, I think, have come down, retired maybe, and, you know, moved down here. But it's not like Fort Lauderdale or any place like that.
What's Fort Lauderdale?
Well, Fort Lauderdale and Palm Beach, that's where most of the really wealthy people of, you know, Florida would live.
I've heard of West Palm Beach.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful down there. Some of the mansions they have around. A lot of political people, I think.
Yeah.
You know, live down around that area.
Where is Key Biscayne?
Oh, that's across from Miami, where the president has
his.
Yeah, there's a lot of really wealthy people down there, too, but you can't get in there.